Today's speech by Pakistani President Musharraf was as much about the conflict between India and Pakistan over the disputed region of Kashmir as about the structure of Pakistani society. Hundreds of thousands of Indian and Pakistani troops are massed along the frontier, and there is widespread concern that any war could lead to the use of nuclear weapons. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in New Delhi and joins us now on the line. Michael, what has India been demanding of Pakistan since a December terrorist attack on India's Parliament?
India has basically been demanding three things. It's wanted General Musharraf to come up with a credible statement that would just clearly distance Pakistan from its support for cross-border terrorism. That's one. India has also been asking Pakistan to take action on a list of 20 names that India has given Pakistan, a list which includes several Indian citizens New Delhi accuses of carrying out terrorist acts. And third, India expects Pakistan to stop the infiltration of militants across the so-called line of control into Indian-controlled Kashmir. Now, I think what we heard in President Musharraf's speech was an attempt by him to address most of those concerns. He pledged not to allow Pakistani territory to be used by militants to carry out strikes in Indian-controlled Kashmir. He also banned the two Pakistan-based groups that India blamed for the December 13th attack on the parliament, and he left open the possibility of extraditing some of the men India wants handed over. Most of the men on that list, as I said, are Indian citizens. Musharraf tonight insisted, however, that he would not allow any Pakistanis to be handed over. His speech appears to have addressed most of India's concerns, and it could pave the way for a reduction of tension between the two countries.
So, Michael, what actions must President Musharraf take if war is indeed to be avoided?
Well, tonight he made the first step towards satisfying the Indian demands, as I said. Now what India will be looking for is concrete action to prove that this is more than just words. In other words, they'll be looking to see if the militants who cross over the line of control into Indian-controlled Kashmir, if the flow of militants actually goes down. And if that happens, then that will be one indication for the Indians that President Musharraf is sincere in doing what he's said he's going to do. And I think that we'll probably see that some of these people on this list that India gave to Pakistan will probably see in the next week or so, maybe the next 2 weeks, that some of these people will actually be handed over to India. And perhaps even talks, including talks, about the status of the disputed region of Kashmir.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in New Delhi. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, Lisa.